Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Klein. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hal Klein. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Krivic moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Krivic throws the ball into Mancuso, who tags Peters trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Rocco moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso takes first base on ball four. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters scores. Rocco moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rocco scores. One out. It's 2-0. Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cullenbine moves to third. Heath moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-2 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Heath hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 3 in the game. Clary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sig Jakuki now pitching. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Hal Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein bunts in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. Grant moves to second. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grant moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rocco hits a line drive towards third. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Moore pinch hits for Sig Jackuki. Tex Shirley pinch runs for Frank Mancuso. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shirley moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Shirley moves to third. Clary moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.